Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bri. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Going to be sharing with you about this transition that I'm going to be making early next year. I'm going to be moving from the West Coast to, I guess it's considered, the South, the rural, I can't even say the word, South. I'm going to tell you why I am making this move. And I'm going to be giving you some tips if you want to live in a more sustainable way, especially if you are a 9-to-5er and you're at a place where you're just like, this doesn't feel like the right thing for me, but I'm just going to continue doing this 9-to-5 for now. Now, fair warning, one of the reasons why I'm going to be moving is because I am really just tired of all the noise and the hustle and bustle of the city and where I live. Case in point, this is like maybe the 4th time I have tried to record this episode, and I'm just not going to continue to press stop, delete, and start all over again, which is what I have done, because not only do I have ambulances that have been going back and forth, you would think that I live in some, I don't even know, but this is LA life for you. But also, I have neighbors' dogs that are barking. Plus, as I started recording, another neighbor decided to start doing some stuff with a U-Haul. There was a lot of banging and clanging and cussing, so I had to stop with that. So I don't really know what's going to pick up, but I cannot continue to delay recording this episode, which literally is confirmation of why I am going to be making this move next year. Okay. So I apologize in advance for whatever may pick up on the microphone. Hopefully it won't be too much, but on my end already, it's just been very loud. So here we go. All right. So yeah, girl, I am going to be moving from Los Angeles, California, which is where I was born and raised. I'm 48 years old. I will be 49 very soon. And definitely when I move next year, I will obviously be 49. See, there's that noise. Again, I apologize, y'all. Hopefully it doesn't pick up too much, but I have to get this episode going. So please bear with me and thank you in advance. But yeah, all the way to this journey to Arkansas. And so that is the big news. I kind of mentioned this in a few episodes, and definitely in the last episode before this one, I said, you know, I'm going to be talking about this. So if you've been listening for a while, you know, or you know me personally, you know, like I said before, I am just like city girl through and through. The thought of bugs, that is like the biggest stressor for me right now, just thinking about these bugs. You would think it would be like the money to do this move and all the things. Like, no, it's really about the bug. So definitely going to take some time for me to get acclimated into this more natural life, because I will be literally living on some raw acres of land. So yeah, it's a whole lot, but it's a significant change. But I am very, very excited about this new chapter in my life. You know, as the saying goes, if you are not, I guess, satisfied with where you are, or you feel like there's more areas of growth that you can tap into, you're not cemented into where you are. It may take some effort, different mindset, maybe some different financial things or whatever, but we can change our lives whenever we want to. And again, I'm not saying that it won't take effort. I'm not saying it won't take some shifts and some
maybe a little bit of struggle. It's not necessarily going to be always this easy transition, but we have the power to make change in our life. We do. And that's something that it has taken me so long to understand. This was one of the reasons why I stayed in my corporate 9-to-5 career for decades. And it was primarily because I was afraid. I didn't think that, especially as a single parent, I didn't really feel like I was powerful enough to make changes. I just thought I had to go with the flow. I felt like, you know, this amount of money was all I could make, for example, or this was the only job I would ever be able to get based on my circumstances. I wish that I could go back in time to 25-year-old Bree, 35-year-old Bree, 40-year-old Bree, and tell her, girl, you do not have to stay here. You do not have to, for example, continue to live your life in this way. You don't have to continue to do this type of job. You don't have to continue to be in this specific relationship. You are empowered to change your life. Now, you may not do anything as drastic. Again, I apologize for that noise. You don't have to necessarily do anything as drastic as moving, you know, states or coasts or, you know, things like that. Or maybe you do. Really, it's up to you to decide what type of change you want to make in your life. This is for you to say, not for me to say. When I do this podcast, all I'm really doing is obviously giving you my input, my insight, things I've learned along the way during this journey, things I've explored, things I've read up on, things I've tried, things I've considered. But I don't have the quote unquote right answers for you. And let me tell you, unless their name is Jesus, nobody has the perfect answers for you and your life. And I think that's where a lot of us get caught up in when we, I'm going off topic just a smidge, I'll bring it back in just a moment, but a lot of us, we get caught up at some point by these, I guess, gurus, right? We look to them to have all the answers, and then we try to match exactly what they're doing. But I don't think that that's necessarily the best way to live your life. Yeah, get inspiration. Absolutely. Do what you can to model so that you can avoid some of the pitfalls and you don't have to go through that all over again. Of course, absolutely. But as far as like thinking that certain people are the way, are the answer, are the real truth, no, ma'am. No one has that type of power except for you. Okay, so again, don't get caught up in the weeds of trying to emulate someone's perfect day, someone's perfect life, someone's perfect whatever, career. Like, they're not living your life. They're living their life. It's up to you to know that you are empowered to make the changes, significant or otherwise, in your life, okay? So please hear that, all right? So yeah, so this transition, let's talk about that. So obviously, why the change? As I mentioned before, first of all, I feel like, I don't know if it's my trauma or if it's just the way that I am wired and how I have been wired, you know, out the womb. I really don't know. Maybe it's a mixture of both, but I don't like to hear constant city noise. Ambulances, the police cars, the helicopters, the neighbors, you know, things like that, because I don't personally make a lot of noise. I don't make a lot of noise. On occasion, I might play my music loud on occasion, but I think I have mellowed out in life. So I don't make a lot of noise. And because of that, plus I don't have small children. So I want to just be able to find a place that's more calming for me. And I realize, sorry about that noise. I realize that it's not always going to be quiet. Obviously not. And that's not my expectation. I would just prefer to live somewhere where it's not just you know, 12 hours of my day, it's going to be just constant construction, banging, clanging, cars coming in, cars coming out, yelling, screaming, barking, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just a little too overwhelming for me sometimes. And I'm just kind of over it. Plus, I don't feel like some of the people I'm in community with are as respectful as I am. And so I'm kind of over that too. And so rather than me just stay and bitch and moan and feel like I can't change anything, that's not the case. I can. And this is not to say that moving is going to be the perfect solution. But what I'm understanding is that you're never going to know until you try. And I won't know. And maybe I'll, of course, have to make some, it'll be a transition there too. There's going to be other things. It could be the most calmest place in the world. But like I said, baby, it's going to be bugs and some other stuff. So it's, again, I don't have it in my mind that I am going to be moving to the promised land. You know what I mean? But I do know that I'm going to be in a different environment. And that part I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the growth and just to see how I fare out there for a year or two or however long I decide to stay indefinitely. You know what I mean? So that's prompted me. That's a big reason why. And then also, let's keep it real. The money, honey. The money. All right. My rent alone to be able to exist on the West Coast, all right, just to be able to breathe the oxygen of California, I pay now almost $1,800 a month in rent, just for the rent. Not even telling you what my electric bill is, especially during the summertime. Like, I think this summer, my highest electric bill probably is like anywhere from $200 to $300 for 1 month. Somewhere in there. Okay. Insane. The gas prices are higher. The food is higher. It's just not cost effective for me to live here. It's just not, unless I really just go out there and slave away. And I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that. And let me tell you, this $1,800 a month, by the way, that I'm paying, let me make it clear in case you are on the East Coast or not the East Coast, but somewhere else, say in the South, and you're like, oh, $1,800, that's nothing. Where I live, my landlord has been very fair with me in the price, because truth be told, for the townhome that I'm living in for this area, he could easily charge probably about $2,300, $2,400 a month in rent. Easy. And I wanted to say that just in case you're like, oh, I can come out here and get an apartment for... No, if you found an apartment out here for $1,800, you would not, it would probably not be in a city that you'd want to live in, I would guess. So yeah, I'm trying to make the money without me losing my soul, without me draining my spirit, without me feeling completely overwhelmed, and without me having to get on the pole, baby, because don't nobody want to see all this jiggling. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But I don't think people want to see this jiggling all up on the pole. If, like I said, maybe they do. I don't know what the streets is doing, but I don't think that they do. So, but that's just the reality. Like, I'm just like so over just like all the isms and consumerism and just really capitalism. Okay. I'm just like over all those things. So those are the main reasons why I am ready for this change. Now, again, city life, born and raised, I know that I will miss some things. I won't be able to just take a 20-minute drive and go to the beach. I won't be able to, you know, just do other things like that. So there are going to be some things that I honestly miss. I won't be able to take a less than a day drive and hit Vegas if I wanted to. You know what I mean? There's going to be some things that I'm just not able to do. But I'm thinking long term, and I'm thinking about my health. I'm thinking about where I will be able to just feel more in tune with God, where I'm going to be able to feel more in tune with my spirit, where I'm going to be able to just be a little more intentional, where I'm going to be able to slow down a little bit more and just be more mindful, where my heart is going to feel more full. And I'm thinking that this is the move for me. Your mileage may vary, all right? So I'm going to be doing my best to live a more sustainable life, obviously, because when I think about what our ancestors did and how they lived pre and during the inhumanity of slavery, okay, feel sustainability and just living that way was just a deeply rooted part of the way our people, our ancestors lived. So what they were doing, it wasn't born out of just necessity necessarily, but it was just about this profound connection to the land and also to being in real community with others as a form of just existence and survival, right? Just that connection to the land, having these sustainable practices, more natural resources, growing their own food, and obviously raising their own food as far as meats and stuff like that. We all know that that's healthier than what we are typically doing today. You know, you can drive 2 minutes and hit a drive-thru or getting food from grocery stores where you really don't know, unless you're going to like farmer's markets, which to me makes more sense, but we're not always able to go to a farmer's market. Sometimes that's a privilege for some of us, right? But just going to the grocery store, is the food fresh? Where did it come from? Who did it? Like, just, I feel like the connection to food is something that I personally definitely, like, I'm so disconnected from food. That's my reality. And if that's you too, hey, no shame, right? I'm not shaming myself for this, but I know that there is a restoration needed for me personally when it comes to just my connection, not only to land, but also just the foods that are entering my body, right? So just being able to live a more sustainable lifestyle as it comes to understanding the land, understanding food, understanding the seasons and the cycles that all the things go through, and just being able to have that knowledge. And I feel like just it's going to go a long way in not only being more self-sufficient and obviously survival and things like that, but also as a force, not a force, but like just in the face of just the oppression that our people went through and are still currently going through. Like, to me, it's an act of resistance. It really, really is. So just being able to have that connection, it's resistance. And then also, obviously, our people, they lived in community with each other. There was a lot of sharing of food and conversation and helping out. Everyone's needs were being met without people feeling like, oh, when I'm sharing with this person now, I'm not going to have anything, right? I don't think that's what it was. Our people, they were like putting their resources together and just trying to help people get through those brutal times, right? So being in a community, I'm sure it was like a huge, huge thing, obviously, before slavery and obviously during slavery as well. And of course, during slavery, because that was really an act of survival. So it's our survival obviously looks differently than it did, you know, a couple of hundred years ago, but then it's still there. It just looks different. It just looks different. And I know that we have these modern tools and modern resources. And for example, healthcare, it looks different than it did a couple of hundred years ago. But let's not get it twisted, okay? Even though healthcare is there to help us stay healthy, don't forget that healthcare is a whole ass business. It's about the numbers. How many pills can we push? And I'm generally speaking, I know that not all doctors and resources are this way. But again, it's a business. How many pills can we push? How many prescriptions can we put them on? How many surgeries can we schedule? How many times can we operate? Like, it's a business. So another thing for me is, again, obviously, the more in connection I am with land, the more in connection I am with my food, the healthier I'm going to be able to eat, or at least have the opportunity to do so. I'll have it right there. More wholesome foods, more things made at home versus popping something into the microwave or running out and getting something to eat or something like that, right? Because again, what we take in, the foods that we eat, they help contribute to how our bodies move, how our bodies operate. And a thought that I had while I was doing a meditation very recently was, I know that our bodies support us, but the thought that I had was, I have got to support my body as my body does the work of supporting me.
I'm a fresh-faced, minimal makeup kind of chick, and one of my best features is my eyes. So off and on, I'd be bummed because no matter the brand of mascara I used, my eyes would end up itchy, and the mascara would clump and flake all over my face. Girl, it was just a mess. Every girl deserves a great lash, though, right? So these days, I'm so stoked to have found Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. You've seen it, right? It's the viral mascara in the turquoise tube that is all over your socials. It lengthens and defines the look of my lashes and makes my eyes pop. Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara features a formula that has zero sulfates or parabens. It's buildable, it makes my eyes look brighter, and it's super easy to remove at the end of the day. All it takes is a gentle wipe off with warm water and a cloth, which means no excessive rubbing, tugging, or irritation. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/self-care. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/self-care for 20% off your first order.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
You follow what I'm saying? I've got to be supportive of the process so that my body can do the things that it was designed to do. And that's hard. It's hard for you to be able to support your body so that your body can support you when you are in a place of you're just stressed out, all you can think about is work or taking care of your kids. You don't have the resources around you to eat properly. It's all connected, is my point. So long story short, that's another reason why I am going to be moving. I just want to have a better chance of being more resourceful when it comes to my food and the environment and just allowing my body to go from a constant 9 in maybe the environmental stressors to maybe it comes down from like an 8 or a 9 to maybe it goes down to a 5, right? Or 4 on some days. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to support my body so that it can do the work of supporting me. I hope that makes sense. So, you know, this matters for you because a lot of you that listen to the podcast are 9-to-5ers, which I was as of 2019. It'll be 5 years since I left my job. I believe my last day of work was September 19, 2019, if I'm not mistaken. So it will be 5 years next month since I have worked in an office and I've made it through the grace of God. I want to make sure that I say that, okay? It has not been a perfect thing. It has not, but I have made it through the grace of God because girl, the stories I could tell you, right? It wasn't always easy, but this matters for us today because a lot of us, we do work 9-to-5s, and 9-to-5 jobs can be a grind. 9-to-5 jobs can be a huge stress point because of everything that goes along with it. Plus, obviously, on top of that, the reasons why we have to work like that in the first place. The system is set up that way. So just allowing yourself to make changes or to move around if you need to by way of physically moving or embracing a more sustainable lifestyle. It's not just about this cutesy, like, oh, this is trending on, I don't know, TikTok, or this is trending on social media, whatever. It's about reconnecting with yourself. It's about reconnecting and restoring that connection with community, with a healthier lifestyle, with being a resourcefulness in a different way. It's about honoring, you know, what the people did before us, right? Like honoring their ways of life, their ways of survival, the way they were strategic. And it's about just empowerment and resistance and also just being able to resist this whole idea of consumerism, capitalism, even destroying the environment. Like when I say it's all connected, you may think like, oh, this little thing, me making a little move is not a big deal. It really is a big deal. Everything that we do, it has a ripple effect. And that ripple can carry out for years and even generations to come. So right now, you making changes, no matter how small you think they are, okay, but you making changes over the course of your life, it's not only creating, again, the self-sufficiency and you're being in community and you're taking better health, you know, your health is improving and things like that. But it's making these ripples. And that's a really, really big deal. So I wanted to give you 3 ways that you can start with sustainability in case it feels really, really hard. And trust me, I get it. Keep in mind that at least for me, it feels or felt really hard because all my life, I was accustomed to doing things a certain way. When you're accustomed to doing things a certain way, anything that deviates or like deviates from that, it's going to feel scary. It's going to feel hard. It's going to feel sometimes impossible. But really, until you start taking those first steps and then you're like, oh, God, you know what I mean? It's not as hard as I like that taking that first step or that second step or that 15th step. It just starts to get a little bit easier. That's what I'm telling myself anyway in regards to these bugs I'm about to be experiencing on this land. Like, y'all, pray for me. So one step that I would tell you is, again, start small. How many times have we said that on the podcast, you and I? Start small. Like, I really believe in that. It doesn't have to be this really big thing. It really, really doesn't. I don't care what people are doing on social media, okay? Again, you do not have to live your life like they do. Start small. Find a local farmer's market. That's starting small. Girl, put some herbs in your windowsill and start using them to make like little tinctures and stuff like that, like lemon balm, like holy basil, you know, things like that. That is starting small. This matters because, again, obviously, the more you start to do it, the easier it will become. And also, it, to me, it's like proof that you can do it. Sometimes we need that little confidence boost that, yeah, I can do this. So when you take these small steps, it is confirmation. It is proof that you do have the power to take control of your well-being and your environment. The next thing that I would say, if you're considering making a change, either from a city to a rural environment or a new job or just whatever, small steps or large steps that you want to take, is continue, girl, to make space for your mindfulness, because this is going to require some mental shifts. It's going to require some emotional preparation, because you're going to start feeling things and having these different thoughts and stuff like that. So it does take some type of preparation, even sometimes financial preparation, unless you're like me and sometimes you just jump in and just try to figure it out along the way, which isn't always the smartest thing. But hey, sometimes that's just what I do. That's just me. But it's going to require some type of preparation, okay? So I want you to make sure that you are practicing your mindfulness to help you stay grounded and focused during this time of transition. Mindfulness, whatever makes sense for you. Getting out into nature, breathing, journaling, meditating, taking a walk, praying, like whatever makes sense for you to stay grounded and to help you stay focused during this time of transition. Because again, this is going to hit you in the emotions. It's going to hit you in the pocket sometimes. This is unknown that you're embarking on. And sometimes it's going to be a whole new life, right? So being able to stay grounded, even being able to visualize that new life in advance so that it helps you to feel more prepared to embrace it and take it on, that helps as well. So mental preparation is key to making these major life changes. You'll feel more like you'll be able to give yourself more grace because you're preparing yourself. You'll feel even stronger and maybe even a little more resilient. So just make sure that you maintain your self-care and keep making that a priority as much as you can. And then the third thing that I would say as you're starting to make this transition of change, whatever that looks like for you, is just, girl, just make sure that you stay in community with like-minded people through groups, online communities, or if you're moving on to some land with someone like I am, like that is going to be my community, right? So going to meetups, finding online groups that share interests that you might want to tiptoe your way through, like gardening or sustainability or, you know, self-care or things like that. Like that matters. Community is powerful. It is so powerful. Like community is a powerful source of, it can be a powerful source of like support, but also inspiration too. The person that I'm in community with, we bounce ideas off each other about like, how do we want to do this? Well, what's your place going to look like? Are you going to do an RV? Are you going to do a tiny home? And she's asking me, like just being able to use each other as a source of strength and inspiration. That is a huge deal. And it goes a very long way because I feel like a lot of us, we can feel isolated. We can feel disconnected. So being able to have a network, and you don't have to have a huge, ginormous, 1,000-person network to be in community, right? Building a network is going to help provide you with physical support, emotional support, spiritual support, right? All kinds of support and help as you move forward in the vision, in this transition that is happening in your life. And again, for me, just this transition of being more sustainable, you have to figure out, like, I know why it's important for me You have to figure out why this change is important for you. So, for example, if you're transitioning from a 9-to-5 and you're like, you know, I want to be more sustainable. I want to move to a different area. I want to maybe try RV life, for example, or I want to find a life where I can slow down, still being able to create an income, but being able to slow down so I'm not feeling as stressed, because we all know that stress kills, right? We know that, but it's important. So you have to figure out why that is important for you. Why do you want to make these choices? For me, again, it can be like, I just want to be able to consume less. I want to be able to interact with nature a little bit more, or a lot more than what I am currently able to do. And that can look like growing my own food, supporting Black-owned businesses that grow food, just whatever, finding ways that I can to consume less and be more natural. That's a way that I can reclaim autonomy over my life. And that's a really big deal, because it's helping me to break free of, again, in part, the capitalist system that's currently in place. And when I'm able to do that, it's a way for me to reduce stress and be healthier, be able to exist healthier in my body, and also to exist in a healthier body. Also, another thing is just like, it can really, if I feel like it's going to be giving me a renewed sense of purpose. Sometimes we're just like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? For a while, I felt like I was just kind of like floating out there. And I think that that was okay. Having some downtime where you don't have all the answers, where you're just allowing yourself to exist and to just be, as wrong as that felt for me sometimes, because I felt like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing something. I'm being lazy. I'm supposed to be figuring out how to make more money so I can get out of debt. I'm supposed to be figuring out how to, you know what I mean? And I feel like really, it was just me allowing myself to slow down, even when that felt so, so hard. But when you do that, then you kind of get a renewed sense of what you feel like your purpose is, even if for a season. So it's allowing you to create or envision your purpose. So that's another important thing. And that's also another reason why I'm moving, because I feel this renewed sense of purpose in my spirit, right? And I would say another thing, the last thing is just, again, it's not just about you. We know that this sustainability or making changes in your lifestyle, it helps you, obviously, depending on what you decide to do, but it can help you physically, emotionally, financially, etc. But as you take on these changes in your life, no matter what you choose to do, if it is helping you with your health, in a roundabout way, it's going to help reduce this reliance on these systems that definitely are not serving us. It's going to empower us to make some moves. It's going to help us to be more resistant and more resilient in the face of these systems that continue to system and that continue to deplete us, tear us down, strip us of our humanity, things of that nature. So I feel like for a lot of us 9-to-5ers, being able to make these moves, make these transitions, they really help us to tap into our values and get away from this, I'm saying terrible corporate life grind. If you're in a 9-to-5 and you don't feel like it's terrible or that it's not like a grind for you, more power to you. That's a blessing. And I'm so happy for you. But if you do feel like it's like a grind every day just to get up and just to exist, and it feels hard and feel like you're on a hamster wheel and things like that, like, I want you to know that there are other ways to live your life. Even if you start small. And these ways are going to really align you with whatever your values are so that you can continue to break free from the grind of the systems and the grind of corporate life and things of that nature. So that way we're not just surviving, but we're allowing our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our children, generations to come to know what it looks like and feels like to thrive in a world that does not care about or overlooks out of convenience Black women and the needs and hopes and dreams and value of Black women. So it's a lot. It's a lot. I want you to take some time to just take time to think about that and think about what it might look for you to make some changes in your life. And you know, we're going to be coming up on the new year soon. You don't have to make changes January 1, 2025. We know that. You can make changes at any time, obviously. But a lot of times we do like to mark the new year with changes. So you're in a really good position right now if you're listening to this podcast episode in August or September, or October, or November, or even December, right? If you plan on making some moves in January or February, you can take some time to reflect on, you know, whatever transition you might want to consider and ask yourself, why do I want to make this change? What type of changes would I like to make? And then also think about, you know, what things will I miss about it? What things might I love about it? And see what things will outweigh each other. You know what I mean? Like, see if for example, how I was saying I won't be able to go to the beach. Yeah, that's a big thing for me. But I have these other things over here, like leaving behind the hustle and bustle and busyness of city life. And that's a huge thing. I don't go to the beach every day, obviously. You know what I mean? So just reflect on where your life currently is, what you'd like your life to look like. Make those lists of pros, cons, in-betweens, whatever, and just see like how that resonates with you. And see like if there are some cons on the list, what possible positives you can add that will kind of make you feel like, okay, so I'm not losing everything. Does that make sense? So now is the time to reflect. So take the time, girl. Definitely take the time, all right? So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I hope that, you know, I was able to give you some more thoughts on your personal freedom, aligning with your values, making transitions, realizing that you are empowered, you are not stuck, girl. You can do whatever it is you want to do, all right? And it does not have to look like how other people are doing it and what the mainstream is saying, this is how it has to be done. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Leave a comment on Spotify because, y'all, I can respond to them now. I can't do that any other place, which is crazy that iTunes does not have that capability as far as I know, but Spotify definitely understands the assignment. So leave your comment, your thoughts on today's episode if you're listening in Spotify, and I will be able to reply right back at you. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Have a blessed week. Take some time to reflect, okay? Take some time to get grounded, all right? Prioritize yourself. Think of some ways that you can support your body as it supports you. And I will see you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.